Hey, thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show. 715-845-2155. Little Kim Carnes action. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi, my name's Judy, and I want to bring up an issue with early voting. I believe most rural areas are conservative. Rural clerk offices are not staffed. These are full-time workers elsewhere that you have to call and make an appointment to go in and early vote.
All right. Well, I say that's part of being personally responsible for your vote. I think that's sort of the point of encouraging people to early vote, is because you can anticipate what might potentially happen. But I see what you're saying, but I also think that we as conservatives are we believe in personal responsibility, and we believe in planning ahead, or at least I do. And you know, if you're unable to, even here in Wausau, if for whatever reason you aren't able to vote during the week, you can arrange with the clerk to vote on the weekend when they have those hours available, or you can arrange to meet someone off hours. But it's a matter of making the effort to do so. And I mean, I guess I just would like to, as I said to my last guest, Bill Feehan, I would like to promote fiscal conservatism, and that would be one way, is by early voting. Then you're saving the Republican Party. We don't, for whatever reason, unfortunately, we don't have a ton of money for campaigns like the left does. I mean, they pour money in from out of state for Wisconsin elections, and we don't have that luxury. So we have to be more creative and mindful of the way in which we spend our money, and that links to how we are campaigning, and save the Republican Party some money and vote early.
Right. It would be nice if it was easier to do that.
Well, again,
so my daughter-in-law is a clerk. She makes a few thousand dollars a year. So if you want to go in and early vote, you have to make an appointment with her. If she gets hundreds of people trying to early vote, that's a problem.
Well, again, how rural are we talking? I mean, how many people are actually voting in some of the smaller municipalities to begin with? All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. 715-845-2155. Good morning. You're on with Meg. Oops, lost you. Try calling again. 715-845-2155. You know, I guess until we can change the early voting laws here, and I guess I would say early absentee voting or absentee voting in person, because Wisconsin doesn't have early voting per se, until we can change some of the laws surrounding who indeed can vote early, we have to work with what we have. And I mean, until then, until we have a Republican governor that's committed to a majority in the legislature, we're not going to see significant changes. So we have to work with what we have. We have to deal with what we've been dealt at this point. 715-845-2155. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. I totally agree with the sentiments earlier as far as eating our own. Something else I would probably add to the mix is involvement in local school board, town government, things like that is critical as well. The mayor's race in Wausau is obviously a big one, but you know, even the smaller townships and whatnot with the wind ordinances and things like that, turnout, you know, for conservative minded folks is critical. All the way around.
Yeah, and I mean, you heard what my guest Bill Feehan said about how he watched people that were standing in line on election day in this inclement weather and just turning back and not wanting to wait in line. And so subsequently, there could potentially, in local races in particular, they could be lost by a very, very few votes because someone waited until, and, you know, I hate to say it, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't have any problem with waiting until April 15th to pay your taxes or waiting until the day that a bill is due. But in this case, we have to be strategic and we have to take every opportunity we can, just like the Democrats do, to participate in absentee early voting. And I mean, that's just what we've been dealt at this point. Hey, what's your first name?
Kirk.
Kirk, with a K at the end?
Yes.
Got it. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You too, Meg.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Just heard from the Marathon County Clerk, Kim Trueblood. She said, we're working on legislation to allow county clerk offices to conduct early voting in our offices. The caller is right. This is the last caller. I believe her name was Judy. It's only by appointment in some towns, but they also only get a handful of people wanting to do so. So, and again, I mean, I guess, it's up to you. It's a free country. I mean, it's still, I guess, it's still a free country. I mean, if you want to wait until the last minute to vote on Election Day, that's your prerogative. That's your privilege as a citizen. However, I would say, again, that if you want to be a fiscal conservative, here's your opportunity to, I don't know, pay it forward, so to speak, with regard to your early absentee voting. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Hey, I saw this. I don't know if you saw this or not. Senator Baldwin, Tammy Baldwin, is among America's most unpopular senators. So Morning Consult, I'm not sure who that is, released their latest senatorial approval ratings. The survey was conducted in the first quarter of 2024 and found Senator Baldwin to be among America's most unpopular senators. Baldwin is among America's most unpopular senators, this from Morning Consult, as she ramps up her reelection bid with 42% of voters in her state disapproving of her job performance. I would say that it should be a lot higher, would you not? I mean, she sides with Joe Biden, I don't know, 95, 96% of the time. How happy are you with Joe Biden? Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? I know the majority of you would say, heck no. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Marty.
Well, that's great. I called up because earlier this morning you were talking about the protesters.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it shouldn't surprise anybody that Barack Obama attended Columbia University and Harvard University, two of the universities that are having problems with protesters. But somebody is organizing this, and there's got to be some big money behind this. So whether it's coming from Soros and being organized by somebody, and you just have to wonder what the heck is really going on behind closed doors with these liberals, besides trying to destroy the country and from the inside out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just ask the very simple question. I don't know if it's not a simple answer, but I mean, what's the end game in all of this? What is it that these protesters hope to achieve? I mean, the eradication of Jewish people from the world?
You know, I just sometimes I wonder if they're even clued into that. I mean, they're certainly showing their hatred for the Jews, but it seems to me that, you know, so many of these people that graduate from college don't really know what's going on in the world in the first place, that they don't even get it. They don't even understand it, but they're following somebody. Somebody's financing this because they're so organized that they have to be organized.
Isn't it troubling to think that they have all this extra money, Marty? That, I mean, Republicans or conservatives never have?
Yeah. It's coming from someplace. You know, there's people that, Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change this country, and it's been happening ever since he's left office. So I don't know what he's doing besides sitting in his home, retired, but he's doing something. And I never trusted him when he was a president, and I still don't trust him now.
I agree.
So
I agree wholeheartedly.
He's working with somebody. I do believe they're working together with people that hate this country and want to see it change. Why else would you do what they've been doing? And that's just trying to create havoc in this country.
And I mean, the irony of the myth that the left has created about conservatives or Republicans being the wealthy ones that you know, the downtrodden man cannot identify with. And it's the exact opposite. They've projected own. I mean, and you know, I don't even know if it's ever really changed. I mean, I think Republicans really do represent the working man and woman. And
they do.
Here, the Democrats have been repeating this narrative for so many years, and people continue to believe it. And they are the ones with the multi-million or multi-billion dollar donors that are supporting their policies that are destructive to the rest of us.
Exactly.
Well, Marty, nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Megan, you take care. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. 715-845-2155. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Oh, good morning, Meg. My name is Carrie.
Hello, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm actually just calling, a little off topic, but with more of a topic for maybe a future show, wanting to bring some attention to the Bitcoin mine that they are trying to put in our Marathon County solid waste landfill.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not aware of this. Keep talking.
I'm just starting to educate myself on it. But if you read in other states where these have been put in, there are many lawsuits where the residents of the surrounding community are being affected. They're planning, I think, to use the methane gas to convert that into energy to power these large computers that mine the Bitcoin. And the generators that are used emit really, really loud noises that we are anticipating will be up to 100 decibels, which is 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And in other communities, such in Texas and Arkansas, they have found that they are driving wildlife away. It affects livestock and reproduction, and also us humans, and then that constant noise. So I just want to bring some attention to that, because it's quite alarming, and I think the residents need to know.
Well, and I, you know, I did not anticipate that you were going to say Marathon County. I was aware of a Bitcoin mine in Park Falls, and the residents had these identical concerns that you're talking about. And as I understand it, I think at this point they consider it a troubled crypto mine. At least this is the article I'm looking at. So my hope is that it will be shut down. You know, I don't know. I don't have a lot of knowledge or, I guess, information about cryptocurrency, but I don't know. I just am sort of suspect of it. That's just my initial reaction.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to bring some awareness out there.
Yeah.
And again, it sounds like, and I'm just learning myself, but it sounds like it may have already been approved by the state and the county, and I think they're kind of trying to slide this in under our noses.
Well, so if you have any information, you know, via the internet about it, I'd be happy to receive more information about it, because I'll talk with our elected representatives about it as well. Is there anything that you're aware of online that talk specifically about Marathon County?
I believe it is on the Marathon County Solid Waste Landfill website.
All right. Solid Waste Landfill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it does show the plans and the company that's planning to do this.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for that tip, Carrie. Very important. I appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Appreciate your work.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in and tuning in. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. You know, that is an interesting, it's interesting because it popped. Once that last caller, Carrie, said talked about crypto mines, I immediately thought of the article that I'd read about Park Falls, and in fact was going to reach out to one of the state representatives up in that part of Wisconsin to get more information about it and, you know, the status of that, because obviously we can look at what happened there and the fact that there are problems with it and the fact that the residents are very concerned about, that last caller described, the noise issues and just other harmful effects of crypto mining. That is something that Marathon County needs to be made aware of, and we should be mindful of calling this out and ensuring that our elected representatives are aware of it. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. One more call. Good morning, you're on with Meg.
Hi, this is Fran from Merrill.
Hi.
Just in regards to that lady that just called, I came in on kind of a tight end result on TV the other day, where it's not in the state of Wisconsin, but I think it was like Indiana or Ohio, and the people were actually crying. Men do. They can't even sell their property. The noise is so loud, and it goes on day and night, 24 hours a day.
So troubling. I'm glad that you were able to get through to add to that conversation. So obviously it's something we need to be having conversations with our elected leaders, even at the county level, to find out where what the status is of that. So thank you, Fran, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Hope you have a wonderful
day. You too.
Thank you. 715-845-2155. Time for one more call. Good morning. You're on with Meg.
Oh, hi, Meg. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I just heard the Carrie talking about the landfill, Marathon County landfill, solid waste. They have the town of Ringgold has a public notice on Monday night, April 29th at 7 p.m. at the town of Ringgold Municipal Center, they will be talking about this company that wants to take the gases out.
Okay.
And so if anybody is interested in hearing about that, it's April 29th at 7 p.m. at the Town of Ringgold Municipal Center.
Thank you for that information. I appreciate it. Three callers in a row that had very important information, and I'm going to follow up with our elected representatives after the show concludes this morning so that I can get more information about what it is that they are, I mean, if they're keeping an eye on this, and if obviously they're listening to the residents and in ensuring that they are, well, addressing their concerns, rightfully so. Hey, what's your first name?
Marie.
Marie, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You also.
Thanks.
Bye.
I got to go to a break. I shall return after the news. My next guest this morning from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, attorney Corey Brewer, will be joining me after the news on the Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU.